We're learning Daf Lamed Hey. We're starting from the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hey. Ma'ase bezachar shel Rochelim. There was a male of sheep, and it was a bechar. And bechar, the halach is, you can't cut the hair. We're talking about, let's say, bezman hazeh. You couldn't bring it as a carbon, and it had a lot of hair because you're not allowed to cut it either. You have to wait for it to get a mum. So it was like it was covered with hair. It was already medoldal, and the hair was hanging down. But Roh Kasto Echad, there was some constable that saw this animal, interesting looking animal, covered with hair. Like, what's pshat in this animal? There's so much hair. Amar loy becharhu ve'ein nishkat. It's a bechar, and it can't be eaten. Elam can hoye b'mum, only pass a mum. Not also the castet, not the bigam took a spear, v'tarim oznoi, and stuck a hole in its ear and said, look, okay, now it can shecht it, has a mum. So Shaila was, he let a shecht it up with this mum. They said it's fine, because he didn't do it on purpose. After the chacham said it was mutter, so this castor, so he could do a lot of favors for the Jews. He went ahead and went to all the Bukharis he saw in town and made the holes in the ears. But Asur, they said it's Asur. That's Asur already. Because they did it on purpose already. Even though he's a guy. What?
Both did it on purpose.
Yeah, the first one, he didn't know it works. He didn't know it works. Because he figured that if I could do it, why don't he do it? He's not such a big Talmud Chacham. He's a guy. So he says, obviously, it must not work. And then after he saw that it works, now he kept on doing it. So then it's called Ladas already. A similar story. Pam achas hoyu tenoikis mesachim besada. The kids were playing in the field. The koshu is novit lom zevazed. They tie the tails of the sheep to each other. Nifsika is novish echemem. One of them, and one of the tle, one of the bucharis, lost its tail. Barei buchar. Obam ma'isaf nechachamim. Vatiru said it's mutter. It's a mum. Rosh Yatiru, Hal Koshu Namas Bechar Zacharim. The kids went ahead and did other ones. For Asu, he says Asa. Zak, La'al Koshu L'dayta Asar, Shlo L'dayta Mutter. Anything that's L'das is Asar, even if it's L'das the guy. And you didn't tell him to do it. He does L'das is Asar, Shlo L'dayta, and not Das is Mutter. At least that's how Rashi learns it so good. The other Rishayim learns it so good, a little bit different, that it's like a Midloi Micha type of thing, that the first time you didn't know the girl's going to do it, so You don't have to be meichel. But here, the other ones, once you know the guy kedusha thing, you have to be meichel. If you see him come ahead and do it, you have to say, get away from here and don't do anything. But either way, the Mishnah is saying, if it's by mistake, then it's mutter. If it's on purpose, it's awesome.
Why was the first case going to Rashi not considered the kavanah?
Because the kasdar didn't know that if a person makes a mum, it's enough. Because he says to himself, if that was true, why didn't they show him make the mum himself? He doesn't know the halachas.
Why did he do the thing?
What?
Why did he do it?
Why did he do it? He just said, oh, here's a mum. He wasn't trying to do anything. He was like,
I don't think the guy does it because he knows it's becoming
awesome. What?
He knows it's becoming
awesome? Yeah.
He knows that if he does it on purpose.
It doesn't make it more awesome.
This is doing it on purpose.
But it was also told me anyway. He didn't have a mom. How do you make it more awesome? It was also anyway told me. You couldn't eat the bechar.
He did 100 all of them and became awesome, right?
Right. And told me I was awesome also.
Right.
So told me I was awesome also. What did he advise it? It was always awesome. He didn't have a mom. What did he do more? Awesome means they didn't allow them to shecht it with that mom. That's also what it means.
That's the way
to get it. Yeah. You ask if you're Eliezer, but Eliezer yesterday, the Eliezer holds a knas loyalam. That's the ask if you're Eliezer. Okay. But also means they didn't allow him to shecht it on this mum. Yeah. The thing I'm telling you is Yosef is a Rashi. I'm saying, but Tiro, he says that Ein Leim Moshe Bechavim as a Latiro scavenge, right? Any idea. He doesn't know. So they mum she yaseh by Yishchat. Elav Kedav Melech. He doesn't know that a person who makes a mum works. He doesn't know that. Only finds that out afterwards. And why he did it? You don't have to cash on a guy. Pam Acheres Hayu. Zokta Gemara. It says in the Mishnah two cases. A case of a guy and a case of children. And it says both of them, if they did it by mistake, it works. But Tzricha. It's both of them, you need both Chidushim. The case of the guy, the caster, and the case of the Tanaikas. Tzricha. The Yishvina Ayvichavim, the Loi Asher, that Misrach. Even if you allow him to shecht it on that mum, the first mum, we're not worried, oh, he's going to keep on doing this. Because if he does, he's a goy. There's no, like, iser for a goy to make a mum or something. Our katan, also the mishrech, we allow the katan, he's going to come to do this again and learn to do averis, aim aloy. Maybe then even the first time he won't allow it. No one's going to get confused with a gadol. Aval, you'll make confuse it with another gadol, aim aloy, tzricha, definitely both cases, both chedushim, that you could shecht it on that mum. When the caster asked the Israel, what's going on with this long hair? So only if he said back to him the lashon like this. Only if he used that lashon. He said, you know why? Because I can't shecht it unless I had a mum. Which sounds like it happens by itself. If a mum was done, command the amalei, it's like you said, zil avid be'mum edamis. It's ki'ilu you said, go make a mum. Nasa be'mum sounds like you're making a mum. It's ki'ilu you told him, zil avid be'mum. And that would be a problem. You're telling him to do a mum, that's a problem. It won't even work the first time. Amar Rava. No. Mechti me'luhu. He thinks that it has to happen at me'la, because we said that svara, that because why do it yourself? So mali hoya mali nasa. Makes sense what you said. Hoya nasa. El nasa emnayim melehu v'loishda. The word nasa also in his head can mean by itself, because he thinks that the only way it happens is by itself. So even if he said the word nasa, still you'll be able to shecht it on that mum, because it's not ki'ilu you told him to do it, because he thinks in his head that it's memela, and therefore even by losh nasa, you still would shecht it. The Mishnah end says the klal gadol is if it's a das, it's aser. Lasuya mailai suya grama. It's going to teach us even a grama is aser. That means you put a piece of dough on the ear of the bechar, and the bechar gets a mum. The halacha is you cannot eat shechter on that mum. So it's coming to marbedat. That's the grama. Shaloi ladas is asur masiach v'tumay, and the shaloi ladas that asur masiach v'tumay that. It's Marbel case. He said in the Mishnah case was, the caster said, what's going on? He said, it has to have a mum. Let's say the caster didn't ask him a question. He was walking, and he would say, you know what? It's such a long hair, because I can't shecht it. It needs a mum. You know, you walk around like that, and a caster hears you, makes a mum. That's also not called shlichus, that also be mutter. That's being Marbel from Shloi Ladas. That's being Marbel from Shloi Ladas. That even if the Yisrael says, see if it's a mum, without a question, still, it won't be a problem if he gets a mum that way. Okay, continuing Mishnah, he's talking about a mumim that happened, if it happened on purpose or not, because you shechted on that mum. Hoya bechar roitfai. Let's say this guy has a bechar in his flock, he's waiting for the mum, and all of a sudden the bechar got a little angry and was running after him, running after the owner. A batai, the guy kicked the animal, get out of my way, lost my mum, made a mum. I raise a shechtim alav. You can shecht on that mum, because he didn't do it on purpose, he's trying to protect himself. Trying to protect yourself, that's not a problem. Amra Papa. This only works if you gave him a kick while he was running after you. After you got away, now you're angry at your Bechar, you give it a kick, you know, punishment. Loy. That's a problem. That's called making a mum on purpose, and you can't shecht it for that. Zoktamar Peshita. It's Pashit. You made it a mum on purpose. Maybe you are giving him a kick because you're remembering the tsar he caused to you, and you're not doing it on purpose to make a mum. Kemas v'law, no. Ikedam yomra papa. That loy teima b'shas v'difa in, avash loy b'shas v'difa loy. Don't say that this din is only b'shas v'difa, not b'shas v'difa, when it's afterwards it doesn't work, and it's a mum on purpose that you can't shechten it. Ela filu la'acha v'difa nami. Even after he ran after you, you give him a kick, it's still called lahatzalosa and eskav, and it's still called that you're not doing it on purpose. My time, it's sa'ari hudamitka. You're remembering the sa'ar he caused to you. So talking about the new Gemara.
That makes it
not
on purpose.
What?
That makes it
Yeah. But that's the reason why he did it, then it's not on purpose. He did it out of anger that this behavior bothered him. He didn't think a mum, then it's not called a mum on purpose. Amar Rav Yehuda, mutter lahatol mum bebechar, koidem sheyetzei la'avera oilam. The halacha is that a bechar only becomes kedushas bechar when it comes out of the rechem. But while it's in the mother's stomach, it has zero kedushas bechar. So if you want to get a mum on your bechar and make sure it's edible right away, you have a pashta idea. Give it a mum while it's in the mother's stomach. Mutter lahatol mum bebechar, before it comes out, it's mutter to put a mum there. Amar Rava. So it depends which type of animal. We're going to give you eitzes. Which animals are easier to do? Amar Rava Gadya Ba'udre. With a gdi, a goat has very long ears, and the first thing that comes out of the mother's stomach is the ear. So while the whole behemoth is in the mother's stomach and the ear is coming out, it's still not a bechar yet. So you could do something to the ear then, and it'll be mutter to do. Imra, a sheep, besvasei. The first thing that comes out are the lips. So the first thing, you get ready, and right away give a moment to the lips before the head comes out. Once the head comes out, it's called born, it's called the bechar. Ikadamri, imra navi, but udne. You can do it with the ears, even though it's long ears, but sometimes it comes out sideways. Imra derech tzadav nafak. It could come out sideways, you know, that the head, you know, the temples are coming out, the side temples are coming out first, then it can make a mum there on the ear. Omar Rava. Now we're talking about a mumim that's in the mouth. Mumim have to be nicker. It's only a mum if somebody has nicker. So in the mouth, not every place in the mouth is nicker. Omar Rava. Ochav le mechsi. When he eats, you don't see this part of his gums, you don't see this part of his mouth. Pa'i, but when he screams, umechsi. You can see it, have a mumma. It is called a mumha nicker. So the Mike Masvalon, what's Rava telling us? The first a mishnah like this. Mike Masvalon, Tanina looked in a mishnah. Hachutim hakitzoinis shenifkemu. The outside gums that got cracked off, shenifkemu got a crack in it. Or hapnimiyah is the inside gum shenekru that got removed. All those things are mum. The front ones are mum because they're nicker. And the primiyah is only if they're completely taken out, then you could tell also. My time, lam shenukhi pa'i mechsi. When it talks to the primiyah, it's why is it a mum? Because when he screams, you can see it, now when he eats. So what's Rava's chid? It's just a mishnah. Omra papa, Rava nami time the season of farish. My time a neck, Rav Mumma. Why is necker the back gums? Why is the necker? Why is it a mum? Because when he screams, you could see it.